Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus, draw me.
You live, Adam? Okay, welcome everyone to Blog Talk Radio. It is July 5th, 2016. We're glad to have everyone on the call tonight. We thank our host, Nate Hill, here in Orangeburg, North Carolina, and myself, Ida. And Dr. Lolly is our host of all hosts, and she's the reason for this call, sharing the information that she has learned over the years. And it's about balance and improve the quality of our lives. Dr. Alali, are you there tonight?
I'm here. Thank you, Ida, for your introduction tonight. And again, thank you, Nathan, on the spot for your mercy and sponsoring this show this evening. I really appreciate the sacrifices that you make to help me lift my voice to the nation, to the world, actually. I'm really excited, ladies and gentlemen, you tuned in to Healthy Smart Home Talk Radio Show, where we've been talking on this line now for over a year, giving people information about how they can improve the quality of their life and the quality of their health by just mitigating environmental toxins. And I've had this weekend. Can you hear me?
Yes, can we pause just a moment?
Sure.
Okay. There are some of us, I think, maybe on speakerphone. And if you don't have to talk, if you could just mute, hit the mute button on your phone, because we can come back. And it may disappear. It looks like it's not talking.
It's a radio. Someone got a radio or TV on. Someone have a radio. I can pick it up. You got a radio or TV?
Okay. So Nathan's saying it's a radio or a TV's background noise. So to eliminate that, mute your phone, and we won't have that echo sound coming in behind Dr. Alali.
Okay, that's better. Noise back.
Okay, Dr. Alali.
Okay,
yeah.
Wonderful. Thank you, Ida. Again, thank you, Ida and Nathan, who has been our armor bearers and our archangels bringing our voice to the nation and to the world every Tuesday night. I really want to just pause and thank you for the sacrifice you make, a sacrifice of your time and your compassion, because this is what it's all about. You know, all of us are on this line tonight. I want to say special thanks to my Canadian family, special thanks to my family from New York and Ohio that's on the line tonight, to my friends and colleagues throughout California, the Los Angeles area that might be listening in tonight, and to my friends out in the Washington, D.C. area. We are so excited about the various religious conferences that's going on that we have spoken at this summer during the pulpit safety campaign. We had the privilege to speak to pastors from all over the world at a conference on Sunday night. And it was so phenomenal because we were able to demonstrate how their microphones are getting feedback and creating a micro surge in their body, causing them to lose energy while they are preaching. And I was just blown away to see how astounded they were. When we tested them with the wireless mics in one of the largest churches that was in the region, and when they saw how they had paid thousands and thousands of dollars for a microphone system that was basically causing them to disassociate oxygen and decrease in energy, they were totally, totally blown away. And so the word is starting to get out. People are starting to be concerned. And one of the people that was at the conference sent some information to me about an article where they are now officially saying cell phones cause cancer. Cell phones, so that ignites everything we've been saying for all these years, that we have to rethink what we do with electricity and things that are wireless and electrical. I know there's a lot of technology, wearable technology, such as watches and all kind of phones in a watch and various devices that we can put on our wrist now. But I caution everyone to have these instruments checked, have your body checked, to make sure that you can endure or your body can be tolerant of those things consistently being on your body. For example, if you're wearing a watch or some type of ring device that has a wireless or Wi-Fi interface so you can pick up a signal with it, that device continuously on the left wrist can put you at risk for having a heart attack, a stroke, having decreased oxygen and nutrient absorption to the cardiac muscle. And so we really have to rethink the way we live, work, and play. And I encourage parents to really be mindful of all the electronic gadgets that you're giving your children. I was in Cincinnati about 6 weeks ago and had a conversation with a mom who gave her daughter a laptop, and the doctor was suspect of the laptop because the laptop was so high in radiation, and the daughter was sitting in the middle of the bed and had the laptop sitting on her lap for hours and hours and hours, and she developed leukemia. And so now there's some real concern about how what we are doing carrying these electronics on our body. So I invited a special guest to be with us tonight. Michelle, are you on the line? Michelle, are you on the line? Okay. Michelle hasn't made it in. Well, I want to just have a throwback to our gold medal win, because this time a few years ago, Michelle was a student, an intern with me. She had participated in our environmental health physicist program and our summits that convened at Wilmington College in Wilmington, Ohio. And she went on to help us win the gold medal for the United States. She was on my platform. I had spoke with her earlier today. She said she was going to try to get on the show tonight to really reflect about how rigorous the competition was. You know, there were over 1,000 people competing for this gold medal. I really didn't go to compete. I only wanted the technology, somebody to test it and give me a merit certificate to say that it worked. I had no idea. I didn't have the fervor or the passion to really be in the rigorous competition, and I really didn't even know the magnitude of what was going on. I just knew it was intense, and for 4 days we had to demonstrate the technology for judges and for engineers and scientists and consumers. Whatever you claimed the technology would do, you had to be able to demonstrate. And so Michelle was on platform with me, and when the Japanese delegation came forth and wanted to see 3,000 square foot mitigated in a bioharmonic wave set forth, it was ignited the crowd such that people were screaming up, hollering, and jumping when we got to 3,000 square foot and all the electrical devices that were in range of that were balanced and would not cause energy loss. And so Michelle was with me in 2011 when we won that gold medal, and we have just been reflecting on it over the holiday weekend of how exciting that was and how it changed the course what we do and how we get it done. I'm so excited to reflect on last week when we had Simone on the line and how she shared and how her blood clots were gone and how the doctor had taken her completely off Coumadin after she had lived in a bioharmonized home for 6 weeks. And so, you know, along those same lines, tonight we're going to just interview Heather. I'll let her tell her story because she's lived in a bioharmonized home from the beginning of time. And you know her as Heather Jo Johns. And so she is an aspiring actor, actress, and singer. She has got her little album in studio. She's a mid-sized swimsuit model, and she's just beautiful. Got a Syrophoenician look, and I tell you what, her beauty knocks them out wherever we go. Here's Miss Dunn. Heather, tell them about what's your experience of living.
Well, let me tell you guys, a healthy small home is just a smart thing to do. With all the evidence and all the scientific facts and data that's out, once I realized what we had and once I seen that it was tested and once I seen that doctors at Columbia University and Cleveland Clinic supported the technology and actually have us in residency at their college there, once I figured out that it was really serious, I mean, Cleveland Clinic is the number one heart hospital in the United States. Not only that, but they've actually maintained that number one position for over 20 years. So as far as listening to doctors with experience as to what they say and what they know, I definitely need to go with it. So I lived in the original healthy smart home when it was first invented. We had the humongous bio plate, and that's how it started. It kind of looked like a picture frame, and so you had to put it on north for it to actually turn on. And, I mean, once you turn this plate on, it is powerful. I mean, I've just had so much energy. I've had so much balance. I have not been sick. When I go to the doctor, all of my doctor records, they're all 100% positive. I don't have any negative health records whatsoever. They are astonished with my health. I don't get sick. I don't go to the doctor. Not only that, but my child has lived in the technology for the last 6 years, and she does not get sick. All of her health records are above excellent and well. And so if you're looking for something that balances your body, I can tell you, I don't even get a fever. I don't get a cough. I don't get a sneeze. I don't get a nothing. And so if you're looking for something that's going to balance your body, I can definitely assure you that this is it for you, the Healthy Smart Home. And then, you know, I'm just completely astonished that the U.S. Surgeon General of the United States of America would put out a national call to action for the United States of America. And if people don't understand the importance of what that means, it doesn't take a high level of education to understand what a national call to action means. It means we have to do something now. Indoor toxins are causing 95% of all cancers in the United States, and that's according to doctors at Columbia University, which I'm sure you guys are all familiar with. It's one of the Ivy League schools of the world. Our President Obama graduated from there. Warren Buffett graduated from there. 29 heads of states graduated from there. All the prominent leaders basically have attended this school or graduated this school or used it in some form or shape. So the doctors there are superior and supreme. And so for them to say that the indoor toxins in your house are causing 95% of all cancer, that only leaves 5% for something else. And so now that we have this technology, which actually lowers your indoor toxins that cause 95% of all cancer, it's just kind of really common sense. It's just really kind of common sense that you need to have it. And, you know, I've been about it. I've had it. I'll have the first healthy, smart baby from living in 6 years of mitigation. I've actually done some blogs recently that you guys can check out my blog. It's oneheatherjoe.wordpress.com. And the blogs recently that I've been doing some research about is just on electromagnetic field exposure on the reproductive system of us women. And I'm trying to stand up for us women because the doctors are saying that 1 in 3 women at Cleveland Clinic, they're saying 1 in 3 women die every year of heart disease and stroke. And so I know that I've said this previously on the radio station, 1 in 3 women die of every year of heart disease or stroke. So that means if you're in a room with 3 women, guarantee 1 out of those 3 women are going to die of heart disease or stroke. Not only that, 1 in 3 American people have heart disease or blood vessel disorder. So you're sitting in a room full of 3 people. Just forget about the women. Women and men, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. It's time for a change. It's no longer an option. Having a healthy, smart home, I mean, and having indoor toxins and having, you know, your indoor toxins reduce your exposure to electromagnetic fields that doctors and scientists say are associated with 9 out of 10 diseases. It's not about arrogance. It's not about cockiness. It's about your family. It's about your future. It's about your future children. It's about your generations to come. Guess what? I did a blog on not only the women's reproductive system because I care about our babies and about our future and who's going to run our world and who's going to be there after our children's children's children and what the world's going to be like. I just recently did another blog. And the blog basically is just stating that there are electromagnetic radiation that can actually alter, electromagnetic fields and radiation alters the DNA and GNA. The gene and DNA of the human body. So what that means is you can say goodbye to your good family tree that you thought was responsible for your genes. Unfortunately, that is politically incorrect. After doing much research, electromagnetic fields and being in the field of radiation will alter the DNA, and it will also alter the DNA gene and expression. So you can say, today's a new day for my family tree, because that goes back and has proven 5 generations of being altered in the self. So you can no longer blame anyone's family members for any of their decisions that they've made on their family tree, because they may have been sleeping in an electromagnetic field and have electric hypersensitivity. We have this scientific evidence, and we have this scientific proof. So I'm just happy to say that, you know, I've been with Dr. Alali from the start. I was with her when she was sick on her deathbed, when she couldn't even walk, when she couldn't cook, when she couldn't clean. I was there for her. I was there for her to take care of her. I took her to the store. She was in a wheelchair. She couldn't even walk. So I had to do everything for her. And I had no clue at all to this day that this was what would be coming about out of taking care of this nice woman who is my godmother. She's actually my mom. So, you know, I'm just very happy that we're on the radio and that we're going to be a part of impacting humanity in the future. And, you know, it's time to work together. It just makes a lot more sense that people work together and not against each other, because guess what? I don't do this for my family. My family has a healthy, smart home. My family is healthy. I do this for your family. I do this for your family's family, your friends who don't have a healthy, smart home that need to have one, because I care. And I will continue to put my voice out there, and I will continue to support this cause and initiative. I have my own business. It's www.aubshealthysmartline.com. That's AUBSHEA, HealthySmartLine.com. And what I do is I promote healthy smart homes myself. So we are in this together, and we are continually making a difference. And I just hope that everyone on the line has heard the testimony, has heard the facts presented, and you guys just need to have a healthy smart home. I hope you do make that decision. I really do, after all the statistics and facts that I've presented today. So we're super excited to move forward, and I'm happy that I have been living in a healthy smart home. So I'm going to give it back over to Dr. Lolly because I can talk and talk and talk and talk. So I hope you guys had a wonderful red, white, and boom. Happy 4th of July and Independence Day. I want to say thank you to all those people who served to preserve our country and to make it a better place for a better future for the generations to come and for tomorrow. And I just want to say thank you to all you guys. I hope you had a wonderful holiday. Here's Dr. Lolly.
Thank you.
Far from the tree, I want to do a special shout out to the men and women that serve our country during this holiday season. And I think that they deserve a healthy, smart home to live in. So I want to do a special shout out to the Marines at Camp Lejeune down in North Carolina, where I had the opportunity to go down and to survey some homes on the base and retrofit some houses. We were able to sponsor the retrofitting of a house for a Marine who had a son that had a disability. And he had attention deficit disorder, but it had really, really, really was impairing and impeding his life. And so he also had two sons that had asthma. And I am just excited to say that they haven't had one asthma attack since they got the technology in their house. And they swear by how the technology, when we did the installation, they shared with me that their younger son, his hypersensitivity and his hyperactivity had just reduced. So I want to, again, just give a shout-out to the military, armed service people who are serving all over the world. And I hope the future holds a healthy, smart home for all of them. So I'm just going to open up the line. Did Michelle make it on? Michelle, are you here? So just put #1 and you'll be able to speak if you made it on the line. If not, I'm just going to open up the line and anybody want to share. Because after last week, I was so fired up after that young lady shared about her testimony and her doctor taking her off of Coumadin. I must have called 3 doctors and told them her story. Anybody else have anything they wanted to share? Well, go ahead.
Hello, Dr. Ray.
I heard somebody sigh. Well, I'm not going to keep everybody on the phone tonight because if you're like me, you stayed up late last night talking to family members about just the 4th of July and just things that were happening in your world. I just want to say again, I thank everybody for the sacrifice you made to be on this line tonight. And check us out next week. We've got an exciting show coming up talking about some of the exciting things that are happening and what you can do to safeguard the new technologies, nanotechnologies that are available for fighting germs in your house. There are certain bacteria in your house, especially if you're living in a basement or in a house where the vent ducts have not been cleared out, cleaned out, disinfected, that can give you a skin condition called puria. And I want to talk a little bit about it because so many thousands and thousands of people are getting this condition. And I want to talk about a nanotechnology that's already available on the market through Amazon.com that works amazing with the flat battery and the nanobio balancer so that you can get one. You can turn it on. It uses UV lights to sanitize the air, and I'm very, very impressed with how it is working. So I will talk to everyone next week. You can unmute your phone and say goodnight. I just want to know, Nathan and Ida, I love and celebrate you, and I thank you for your labors of love to make this program happen. We are far-reaching, and so don't despise small beginnings. I appreciate you, Nathan, recording the show and sending me those links because I share that show with people around the world. So I will say goodnight to everyone. I love and appreciate you. Have an amazing rest of the week, and Godspeed to you all. Good night.
Dr. A.
We did have a question.
Okay, I'm sorry. You have a question. Go ahead.
I have a question.
Go ahead,
Lynn. Is Dr. A still there?
I'm here.
Go ahead.
I'm here.
Yeah, it's Lynn. Do you have any experience with Reynolds disease?
I'm sorry, what did you say, Lynn?
I'm wondering if you had any experience in treating a Reynolds disease.
No, I don't.
Okay.
I haven't heard anybody reporting on that disease. Why don't you share with us what it is?
Well, I'm not. It's got something to do with the neurologic immune system, and where your extremities, like your fingers and your toes, they get so cold.
Yeah, I think you're talking about Raynaud's disease. Yeah.
Raynaud's disease. Yeah.
I'm familiar with it, but I haven't heard. No one has. Rendered any type of study or, you know, self-report of how they're using any type of technology to manage it. Do you have anyone that has the disease?
Yeah, I have somebody I'm supposed to see that has this, and I was just wondering what would be the best thing to do.
Well, you know, Google archives a whole library of treatment modalities, and my recommendation is that they confront, you know, they counsel with their physician, and you really need a comprehensive medical team today. You need a medical doctor, you need a naturopath doctor, and you need a health physicist on your team. And you need to get them together as a team so that when they're making recommendations of treatment, those treatments complement each other. For example, with heart patients are on certain medications, and there are certain foods that can enhance or strengthen the heart. I mean, just one off the top of my head, omega-3. A health physicist to come to your house and make sure the radiation is not too high and taking your heart out. And so whenever you have any type of disease, you need to work with the dynamics that the doctor is prescribing, because the flat battery bioharmonizers are electrical safety devices. They were never designed to treat, prevent, cure, or diagnose any type of disease. What has happened, though, is that they've become an evolution of grace. When I say grace, it's like people touch them and they get inspired by God. They get like a revelation of different uses and applications of them. And I'm always astounded to hear how the assault of chemicals and radiation in the home, how people have this newfound health. I mean, I actually had lunch with Simone, and I was blown away. And she looked 20 years younger. I mean, it was obvious. She told me she lost 22 pounds in 1 month. And I said, not only have you lost 22 pounds, your skin is so beautiful and radiant. And so I'm saying all that to say, you encourage that gentleman to work with his doctor, his naturopath, and what you do, Lynn, because I know you have a meter, is measure out his radiation number, and if they're too high, use the technology to reduce them, and retrofit his house, because if you don't have a healthy house, you cannot have a healthy body. The doctors are serious at Columbia University when they tell you that these toxins, this radiation,
is causing 95% of the cancer. So I encourage you to just, you know, explore the journey and encourage, you know, him to have his whole team involved in care. And you reduce the radiation levels in the town to see a miracle happen. And by the way, if you see Jacques, tell Jacques I want him on the show because I want the world to hear about his miracle. And I'm excited. I've shared his story with a couple of people. So please tell Jacques we want him on the show next week.
Okay, so I should see this person and check their home and do their home and suggest them with the biobalancer?
Absolutely, because what we do know is that when the body is balanced, it will heal itself. You know, when it's given a healthy environment, the body can renew and restore. I mean, even the Bible says the body is renewed in the season, but the spirit has to be renewed every day. So we know that when we maintain balance. I do have some exciting news. I had the occasion to test the solar nano, the solar flat battery, the one that operates off of the sun, and it's designed for windows. I am so excited at this solar unit, because it has the ability to just bring such balanced energy in the house and use windows to broadcast the balanced energy. And people are saying that they are just loving their new houses and the energy that they feel in the house. And these things, one little unit does about 40,000 square feet. And we're excited about how it's responding. So I will. Does anyone else have another question or comment?
Well, I thank you very much for that information.
You're very welcome, Lynn. And I'm so excited about the project, the water studies that are going on in Canada this summer with the technology. I hope you guys are able to grow 2 pounds of tomatoes up there. What you did last year, you grew 1 pound tomato. Maybe you'll be able to grow 2 pound tomatoes this year.
Yeah, maybe. Okay, I thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Any other comments? If not, I wanted to say I love you. I celebrate you. I appreciate you. I rejoice over all of you to be angels of mercy and help people check their homes for environmental toxins and get them mitigated so we can all live and have great lives. Good night, everyone. This is Dr. Rhoda Zion Alawis.
Good night.
Nate on the spot.
Good night,
Ida. Thank
good
you.
Good night.
You're stressed that I find you.
Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Good night.
Whoa!